o'clock hour. Wildy and Tausch. Jesse and Tausch today. Jason has the day off. Any updates on that garage sale he's got going on? Hunter, we get any more details?
No, have not looked into that. I will get on the case.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do. Help Jason out. He's got a big garage sale going on. That's what he's doing with some of his time off this week. So get on up and support our guy, Jason. He's got some stuff to sell you. Check it out on the Facebook Marketplace. Here's something else I checked out this morning. So it's the time of year where there's not a lot of NFL news going on, but some fun articles and concepts can be shared. And that's the case from ESPN's Ben Solak. ESPN NFL analyst, covers the draft, among other things. And so he created a list, cumulative of all time, the best NFL draft pick at each position in the NFL draft. So of all the number one overall picks of all time, Ben Solak ranks Peyton Manning the best number one pick ever. And so on through number two, Lawrence Taylor. Number three, Barry Sanders. Number four, Walter Payton, and so on and so on. So I was scrolling through this list this morning, thinking I would see a bunch of Green Bay Packers names. And there are some. But the highest ranked Green Bay Packer on this list, numerically in the NFL draft. Any guesses, Tausch, or have you reviewed the list? Or am I spoiling anything?
I have not reviewed the list.
Okay. Any guesses?
I would think Rodgers at 24. Was he the 24th pick? I would think, is there a better 24th overall pick than him?
So, Ben Solak at number 24 in the first line, I picked blank over Aaron Rodgers here, which is likely my most controversial selection. The blank, Ed Reed of the Baltimore Ravens, Hall of Fame safety.
I get that.
Ed Reed over Aaron Rodgers, according to Ben Solak at number 24.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Ed Reed is great. Ed Reed is great. Aaron, I don't know, man.
They're both going to be Hall of Famers.
Quarterback is different.
They're both Super Bowl champions. Different. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I'm not going to poo-poo it. I don't think it's crazy. And normally I would say it's crazy. It's not crazy.
So one of the sets of criteria that Ben Solak said is, in most cases, for the drafted player to be the greatest of all time, he probably needs to be great for the team that drafted him. It doesn't really make sense if you're going to say this is the greatest draft pick of all time at this position, but the player didn't do anything with the team that drafted him and went and played somewhere else and was fantastic. So that's in the criteria before you get into the meat of the article. However, the highest ranked player with a Green Bay Packers logo next to him on this list is number 33 overall, Brett Favre. Look,
that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
He didn't get drafted by the...
He was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. I said it. Yeah, even though it didn't work in Atlanta, he was a great pick at number 33, and that's true, but I don't think for the spirit of this article, you can't say that Brett Favre is the greatest Packers draft pick or greatest draft pick at number 33.
You know what, man? July's slow. Yeah. Like, you got to put articles out. I get it, man. It ain't easy.
So if we exclude Brett Favre at number 33, the highest ranked Green Bay Packer on this list, number 48, Leroy Butler in 1990.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Yep.
And there were, he says, Ben Solak writes here, there were three Hall of Famers to choose from here, including Howie Long and Dwight Stevenson. However, neither of them invented a touchdown celebration, and that sort of thing matters when we're splitting hairs. And I agree with
that. There you go.
Leroy Butler at number 48.
Kudos to Leroy.
So the number one thing that I thought when I saw the title of this article this morning and I opened it up and I thought, okay, I want to see where the highest ranked Packer is. I want to see if Aaron Rodgers is at 24. I want to see if there's anybody that cracks, you know, the first round, the greatest first round pick of all time. And there's not. And I don't know if there's anything we take away from that or not. It's arbitrary. And like you said, it's July. The number one thing I wanted to see, who is ranked at the position 224? Because that, I don't know if you know this, Tausch, that is where you were selected overall
in the NFL draft. I do recall.
So if I
25
scroll,
spots after Tom Brady, who I'm sure Tom Brady had to have been number one at 199.
That is correct, yes. Shockingly, Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time by many metrics, is the highest-ranked draft pick at 199. There is nobody better than him in that position. So I scroll a long way down, and oh, here's Donald Driver at 213. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. Here we go to 224, and congratulations to Dallas Cowboys defensive end Jeremiah Ratliff with the 224th overall pick in the 2005 NFL Draft.
How about them Cowboys?
For the analysis, we go to noted ESPN Madison Dallas Cowboys fan Hunter Vaughn. Who is Jeremiah Ratliff? I do not know the name.
He was their nose tackle on Bill Parcells' defense. Undersized nose tackle, too, for what you would normally want. And the guy just figured it out. And he was awesome. Cowboy fan, favorite, played a long time, really good D-tackle for them. Not better than Tausch, though.
That's absurd.
It's nice of you, Hunter.
I'm being honest. He was great, and I loved him, but, like, you should be on that spot.
I'm getting results for Jay Ratliff. Is this the same one?
Yeah.
Jay Ratliff?
Yeah, they called him Jay Ratliff.
Okay.
Yep.
So he's listed in the article as Jeremiah Ratliff. He did play from 2005 to 2012 with the Cowboys, and then three seasons at the end of his career with the Chicago Bears to round things out.
Okay.
I don't think he's a Dallas Cowboys Hall of Famer.
No, they don't necessarily do like a Hall of Fame. He's not in the Ring of Honor, and he won't be in the Ring of Honor either, which is part of what makes this wild to me.
I think our guy Tausch got snubbed.
Yeah.
I think Mark Tauscher deserves to be ranked as the best draft pick ever at position 224 ahead of Jay Ratliff of the Dallas Cowboys.
I got an idea. Why don't you write this book, you redo what Solak did, and put me first ahead of Ratliff? And then you put your I think that's a good idea.
I mean, I don't want to do all 200 and how many is it? 262 spots. That feels like a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
During a time of the year that I have a lot of vacation I'm looking to use, so I'm not interested in that.
So you have plenty of free time.
Maybe. I just think I want to stand up for our guy. And I think Tausch got snubbed at 224 by Ben Solak of ESPN.com.
Okay.
I think your career was better than
Jay
Ratliff.
Well, I appreciate your guys' thoughts on the snub. I'm not going to lose any sleep. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I appreciate it, but I won't lose any sleep over this decision. I won't.
There it is. Just wanted to defend you, Tausch.
I appreciate you guys.
I feel you
nice
earned this one, and I'm disappointed that this ended up playing the way that it did.
All right.
We do have another round of Wildy and Tausch trivia to play, presented by Vortex Golf, our second dose of U.S. history. Trivia here as we head into the 4th of July weekend. Tier 1 Tyler, who celebrated a big birthday yesterday out on the golf course, wrote these three questions for the contestant that we will be looking for here. Let's go, caller 13 for the original colonies. 13 at 844-770-3776. Caller 13 for Wildy and Tausch trivia presented by Vortex Golf. U.S. history as we get set for the 4th of July weekend. Caller 13 right now at 844-770-3776. Wildy and Tausch trivia round 2 presented by Vortex Golf. And then we'll draw our winner right away as well. That's coming up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse and Tausch. Jason on assignment for the day, but he will be back Saturday afternoon, State of the Packers show at Summerfest, and then Jason and Tausch reconvene here on Monday. Not full strength, though. I will have the day off on Monday. So Hunter's back in, and Jason can get after him for not letting him on the air today to defend his honor during his garage sale going on during the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Before we get to trivia, I did want to mention one thing here from this Ben Solak article that I forgot to mention. So I thought this was really interesting. The 109 position, 109, legendary pick for Green Bay Packers offensive lineman, because David Bakhtiari is on the list as the greatest pick at 109 of all time, but that is the same draft position TJ Lang was selected with a few years prior. So TJ Lang and David Bakhtiari, both at 109, make the TJ Lang an honorable mention. And then the other name mentioned there that's not ranked ahead of Bakhtiari is John Runyon Sr., who was slight, as opposed to John Runyon Jr., of course, who was picked by the Packers a couple of years ago. So that's a fun nugget there. Mason Crosby is on the list. Mark Brunell is on the list as a Packers draft pick. So is Matt Hasselbeck, which, again, great picks, great players, but not with the Green Bay Packers. So a little objection with the list here from our guy Ben Solak. Okay, so anyway, that was the putting a bow on that list. Time now for our second round of Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
And this is an interesting situation here. So Hunter has informed us, Tausch, that today's contestant is Andy in Union Grove. And Hunter asked Andy off the air, have you played trivia with us before? And Andy said, I don't remember.
Okay.
Hi, Andy. Does this music ring a bell? Are you bringing back any memories? Do you know yet if you have played Wildy and Tausch Trivia with us before?
I call often to different shows, and I don't remember if I've been on this one. So I apologize.
That's okay, Andy. All is well. We hope you're getting started with a great 4th of July weekend. U.S. history is our category for this second round of Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf. And no matter what the results are with these three questions, Andy, when we are done, Hunter Vaughn is standing by with the cheese fry helmet. The last time we did this, the contestant who was on the phone was selected as the winner with his live reaction on the air. Andy in Union Grove will have an opportunity to do the same here in mere moments. Question number one, Andy. And again, these are compliments of my buddy Tier 1 Tyler, who celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Are a lot better than the first round.
I take no responsibility for if these are poor, but I do take a lot of responsibility for bringing them to our attention if they are deemed to be good. Question one, who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence? Was it John Hancock? It is John Hancock. Tyler's going to be upset that you didn't let his joke answer of Drew Rosenhaus be read here.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
That's not bad.
John Hancock, Samuel Adams, or Drew Rosenhaus?
No. You keep up the pace, Andy. It's up for us to we'll figure it out. We'll get it out there if we want it. All right. Who is the only U.S. president that has served more than two terms in office? Is it Grover Cleveland, Woodrow Wilson, or Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
Roosevelt.
Yes, sir.
I think that was too. So my question two was pretty hard, but I think this one was too easy. Like, isn't that like one of the first presidential facts you learn that FDR was the only one who served more than two terms?
But you got Grover with the non-consecutive to mess with you.
There was. I mean, there's another guy who's in that mix now, too, but we don't have to talk about that. FDR. Delano doesn't get talked about enough. It took me a long time in my life to know that the middle name was not Delanor. I thought it was like Eleanor with a D. I did not know it was Delano until I saw it in a textbook when I was in like high school. I was like, wow. Anyway, all right. Question three.
Okay.
This is a variation of Tier 1 Tyler's favorite trivia question. Felt like that needed more pomp and circumstance than it got. Guys, this is a variation of Tier 1 Tyler, who celebrated a birthday yesterday. One of my best friends. His favorite trivia question of all time is what we're about to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
All right, Andy, Tyler, let's go.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. That's exciting.
Which of these universities has had both an alumni elected as U.S. president and an alumni win a Super Bowl as a starting NFL quarterback? Which of these universities has had both an alum who won a Super Bowl as a starting quarterback and was elected president? Is it Cal Berkeley, Miami, Ohio, or Alabama?
Alabama.
Good guess. A lot of quarterbacks. But we have not had a U.S.
Miami of Ohio.
Miami of Ohio had Ben Roethlisberger win a Super Bowl multiple with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the 23rd president of the United States, Benjamin Harrison, a proud graduate of Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. So I'm sorry.
I could have told you Miami of Ohio was in Oxford, but I knew Ben went there, but I couldn't think of
The other Ben. And I think this is the only one in this, because there's five schools that can claim this. Army and Navy are two of the others, and I forget who the other two are. He tells this trivia question all the time, Tyler.
Probably Stanford.
That sounds right. Delaware is one. Joe Flacco, and I forget which president.
Will that be Joe Biden maybe now?
Yes. So how about that? Wow. So Miami, Ohio has Benjamin Harrison and Benjamin Roethlisberger, and Delaware has Joe Biden and Joe Flacco. So not only do they have both, they have guys who have the same name.
Wow.
That is pretty interesting.
That's kind of cool. Is it not? Share that around the fire this weekend. All right. So, Andy, the hard part is done. You got two of the three questions correct. You have three of the possible four entries in our drawing for the Vortex swag bag, which is taking place in the Everlight Solar Studio by producer Hunter Vaughn right now. Will Andy be selected as the winner for his instant reaction while he is on the air? Hunter is rummaging in the cheese fry helmet. A lot of chips in there for 4th of July week. The selection is in. Hunter Vaughn, who is our winner?
Give it to Andy. Let's go.
Let's go.
Sparky in Sussex.
Ah!
Sparky!
The fireworks and now the Yule log.
Those firecrackers are going to be popping now, I got a hunch, with that big swag bag win.
Big win for Sparky. Sorry, Andy, we couldn't get it done for you, but you get a chance to play again next week. Appreciate you tuning in. Happy 4th of July weekend.
You guys, too. Thank you.
And now Andy in Union Grove can proudly say he has played Wildy and Tausch Trivia. There is no doubt. Thanks to Andy. Thanks to Vortex Golf, Wildy and Tausch Trivia, U.S. history, double dose today as we get set for the 4th of July weekend.
I don't think, did we get Hunter, who is a college football aficionado? So before we do Whoa Hunter, did we get Hunter's Mount Rushmore of Wisconsin football?
He did not share it. Who do you got?
So I went, because again, being a weird history nerd with it, I went Richter Amici, Ron Dane, and then Joe Thomas for my four.
I can get on board with that.
I think they're
on board with that.
They're
plan.
The four safest picks. Yeah. I went non-controversial. Mm-hmm. Unlike Jesse, who's just clickbaiting.
You did
not clickbaiting.
Can you just admit that's all for clickbait?
No, I legitimately believe Russell Wilson belongs on the Mount Rushmore.
I asked you. You said he's transformative.
Players. Yes,
and you couldn't give me one idea of what was transformative.
He transformed
about
the expectation of Wisconsin Badgers fans for what you want to see from the quarterback position at the University of Wisconsin. No more.
That
no
is
offense
such
to
a
these
word
guys.
Salad,
but there
that
are
is the biggest word salad. Don't take that to your cookout this weekend.
Oh, it's going to come up on the pier, no doubt, this weekend.
No, the word salad.
Oh, the word salad. Oh, good one.
Thanks.
Michigan, mailman Matt. Michigan is the other school. We should have known that one. Tom Brady and
Gerald Ford.
Jerry.
Super Bowl champion and
well, maybe he was elected president. That could be different. Well, is Gerald Ford?
It's a part of history that's not covered very much, we know.
It is not.
All right. We will hear more from Hunter, Mr. Gerald Ford, coming up in Whoa Nelly next. Hunter will lead that, so it's Whoa Hunter coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Back with you, Jesse and Tausch today. A reminder, Jason Wildy hosting the State of the Packers show coming up on Saturday afternoon, from the Summerfest grounds with Gabe Neitzel and Alex Stroph starting at noon. State of the Packers on ESPN Wisconsin. If you can't listen live because it is Saturday afternoon of 4th of July weekend, it will be available on the Green and Gold Fix podcast feed on the ESPN Wisconsin app. You can also subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Great opportunity to hear from Jason, from Gabe, from Stroph. Big picture State of the Packers conversation, examining the state of the team 3 weeks away from the start of training camp up in Titletown. The State of the Packers show coming up this Saturday afternoon at Summerfest, starting at noon on ESPN Wisconsin. The trivia winner has been drawn. We've covered all the relevant topics of the day. It is now time to turn it over to Hunter Vaughn for this edition of Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Gentlemen, as I've talked about multiple times on this show and other programs, I love college football, and I saw a really interesting take from Cam Newton on his 4th and 1 with Cam Newton talking about Arch Manning, and I wanted to play it for you guys because in the world of NIL and transfers, I feel like this is a really...
Just wait, a whoa segment with audio and actually prepared? No.
That's not necessary. That's not necessary.
Okay, then. Well, we're just going to go right into the audio then, because that's awkward.
Rude. Yeah.
They went into the University of Texas with the understanding that they're trying to put Arch Manning in the best situation to be developed over time. It's not about playing. That's going to come. But who's going to develop this specific talent to be the best talent by the time he's eligible to go to the next level? A lot of these parents and a lot of these players get so jaded off of the fact that, hey, I'm trying to play early. No. Scratch that. Go somewhere that after 3 years, you could put yourself in a position to go to the league. That doesn't mean that I'm going somewhere where I could play early or start. Just because you're starting doesn't mean you're getting developed. I've always felt like I was more talented.
He goes on to say he felt like he was more talented than Tim Tebow, but he needed to learn how to prepare from Tebow because Cam did start at Florida before he had other issues and had to leave.
Did he go to a junior college?
He did then go to a junior college and then went to Auburn.
Is he really the perfect person to be talking about? Like, I agree with him, but he didn't do that.
But he literally said then, like, he learned from Tebow how to be a better quarterback.
Jesse. Here's the deal, though. Not everybody has the access and the resources that the Manning family has. What Cam Newton is saying is incredibly reasonable and right, but not every family can go through that process and have that security and be that patient. So I love it when... You know, Cam Newton has learned lessons in life, and he is now passing those on to other people. Cam Newton, talent-wise, one of the most talented quarterbacks we've ever seen. What he did at Auburn, I don't know many people that Tim Tebow ain't doing that at Auburn. Tim Tebow won. Tim Tebow's a good, really good college quarterback, but he had NFL players everywhere. I don't believe Auburn did. So Cam is saying all the right things. If you have a great setup, and you can develop and let things kind of unfold, you're going to be much better suited in your career. If you get rushed into something and you have to play and you maybe don't get to develop. Everybody has lessons that they learn. Sometimes your confidence cannot recover from the amount of disappointment and failure. Arch Manning has set himself up beautifully in the fact that everybody probably is like, well, Arch, that's the Manning family. You're going to play right away. Well, he sat for 2 years, and he's learned, and now he's getting an opportunity to go off like a rocket ship. So if you can afford, and that's why the Green Bay Packers and their quarterback situation have been better, because you've had the security of not having to listen to your fans and say, you got to play this guy because I got a Hall of Fame quarterback still playing. Now you have some other issues you have to deal with, but this scenario, what Cam is saying, this isn't an ideal world. We all know we don't live in that world, but man, what a great Hunter. Awesome sound, because it really, I think, and I'm not just throwing shade at Jesse, it's really good sound because everybody could learn something from that. But the problem is the practicality of it isn't going to work for every family like it did for the Mannings.
Also, was he pounding his table or
no,
was
that
there
was
sound effects?
The sound effect
there?
Was in post
okay.
there. I couldn't find a version of it where they didn't have it.
Just very very thuddy.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, it added emphasis to his takes. And I think it's true, like the idea that you have 3 years that you have to be in college. You don't have to play all 3 years to make it to the league. Like, that's not something every guy needs.
Tausch can be pretty emphatic with some of his points. Should we start having pounding sound effects?
I can find one.
I'll say this, Hunter. I think we all are caught up in this microwave society where we want everything now. And for me, I look at my college career and I say, I mean, I was 140 out of 142 as a freshman. Never saw the field. And in the grand scheme of things, would I have loved to have started 4 years and had 50-some starts? And yeah, that'd be great. But I believe the way my process went, it allowed me to be healthier going into an NFL career. It gave me time to grow confidence and not get put out there. And then all of a sudden you struggle a lot, and coaches are like, well, this kid can't play. There's all kinds of layers to going through the process and having to work your way up to get that spot. Some talent needs to play right away. Most don't. And when you get thrust into that position, it doesn't usually work itself out if you're not a big boy talent.
Some big boy talent from Hunter Vaughn and Woe Nelly today. Thank you, Hunter. That was so good. I can't believe you came prepared with audio. That was so amazing.
Yeah. It's almost like I had a bunch of time to get ready for this and had nothing else to do last night.
Does that mean that Jesse in the day-to-day will start implementing audio in Woe Nelly, or does that just mean that he's giving you an idle compliment?
It's going to take a while for us to find out because I'm off on Monday.
Yeah, I guess. Well, that's a great tease for Monday or for next week.
You've got some stuff to live up to next week when you're filling in, though.
For Lord knows when.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before the band's back together. That's it for Woe Nelly. We will wrap up the week heading into the 4th of July weekend with Feel Good Friday on a Thursday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. That's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind.
Wrapping up the show and our week heading into the holiday weekend on Feel Good Friday on a Thursday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Wildy and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today. Jason will be back Saturday afternoon at Summerfest. Tausch, what do you have for Feel Good Friday today?
Well, first off, it's always fun. It's always weird when it's a Thursday. We don't do a lot of Feel Good Fridays on a Thursday. So
no,
this is special.
There aren't many.
And this Feel Good Friday is also very special. I think for a lot of people, organ donation is a huge part. It's life-saving. And a good friend of ours, Beth Batista, she had posted this on Instagram, and I saw this, and I thought that she donated one of her organs to one of her students when she was a teacher. She is a selfless, wonderful human being. And she posted this about Brian Martindale, who is Driving for Life road trip. He is promoting more donations, pediatric kidney donation. He made one of his stops in the state of Wisconsin at the American Family Children's Hospital this week, promoting organ donation. And, you know, Beth has lived it. A lot of people have. And I just wanted to, for my Feel Good Friday this week, Brian Martindale stopping into Madison on his country, a little tour of the country to promote pediatric kidney donations. So kudos to everybody involved with that.
That is awesome. A great way to wrap up our week. Thanks to everybody who has joined us. Thanks to Jason Eck, head coach of New Mexico, for joining us earlier in the show. You can catch Jason Saturday afternoon at Summerfest, State of the Packers, starting noon on Saturday afternoon on ESPN Wisconsin. Tausch, have a great 4th of July weekend.
You too. Enjoy that meat raffle.
Oh, we will. And as Jason always says, have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.